Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Our next guest is not here
yet. You know what? Yeah, we had the wrong phone number for her for some reason.
Uh-oh.
So I have just sent email this second. Just press send. We've got Betsy working on it.
Well, in the meantime, I can tell you I'm downsizing my collections.
Are you?
I am.
So am I. I'm getting rid of my lunch boxes. I'm going to sell them on eBay.
See, this is the good thing about downsizing is it puts inventory up there for people who want to upsize.
So what collections are you downsizing?
My camera collection.
Yeah, because what are you going to do with them?
Well, at this stage...
It's fun.
It was fun collecting them.
Yeah, but now what are you going to do?
Well, I'm never going to use them. I'll use maybe one or two every now and then. So some I'm going to sell. A few I'm going to give away, though. I know some people who are, like, getting deeply into the film photography hobby.
And that's mostly what you had, right?
Film cameras, yeah. I was at an event. I was someplace. Maybe it was a restaurant or something. And this... Oh, I know where it was. We were at a restaurant a week ago. And this group of young people came in, and two of them had film cameras around their necks, old-fashioned film cameras, like from the 60s. Young hipsters are picking up on film in the same way they pick up on vinyl, and suddenly vinyl records are back in style. Everything new is old, and old everything is old and new.
I've got tons of LPs.
You do?
Yeah. Got a whole collection.
I used to. I don't know. Mine all got lost somewhere in the transit.
A lot of mine, yeah, because you and I moved around a lot.
We moved, yeah.
Things happened. I know.
We were at a restaurant where they play jazz, and they have all these jazz LPs as decoration on the walls. And I was going, you go, oh, I know that one. I've never heard that one. Oh, I've had that one. And we were sitting under Blossom Dearie, so that was fun. She was my favorite. You know Blossom Dearie?
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, a lot of people
I can't imitate her, but...
She had a very small voice.
And she said, I was hip when it was hip to be hip. And I would... Oh, yeah. I love that song. Right. What's the name of that one?
Well, I don't know. I forget that one, but she sang those songs by that guy who wrote, like, My Attorney Bernie.
Yes.
And, but she also sang a lot of jazz standards. And I saw her in New York in the 70s and at a club, and I thought, oh, my God, she's like a miniaturist. She's fabulous. Anyway, so film cameras. So getting rid of your collections. Part of the fun thing is collecting is you get a big collection, and then it sits there. And you think, well, I've done that. So now I got to get rid of it and get the money and collect something else.
So we have the right phone number for her, and we're trying to get a hold of her right now.
Okay.
And that would be Peggy.
Peggy.
Yes.
Peggy Sue or Peggy Smith?
That would be Peggy Smith. Smith.
Peggy Smith. Peggy Smith.
Hello, pretty, hello. Pretty.
Oh, there she is. Oh, Peggy made it.
I guess we were off by one number.
Glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
It's we've already served you up with an intro, but I wanted to ask you. First, you collect a particular thing called Buyer's Choice Carolers?
That is correct.
Can you tell us about them and how you started collecting them?
Sure. I started collecting back in the late 1980s. Actually, my mom kind of got me into collecting them, and she had bought me one for a Christmas present. And I really loved them, and all of a sudden started searching out more and more where to find them. And my collection of one grew into a collection of over 700.
Wow.
So, you know, every Christmas I would put them all out all over my home. You know, I had to take everything down and then redecorate. And then the past few years, I got a little tired of doing the whole thing. And I said, well, maybe it's time to deplete some of the collection.
Uh-huh.
And when I first started out, I started doing them at garage sales and noticed that they didn't bring money because I wasn't selling on eBay yet. And doing it at a garage sale, of course, you know, you're not going to get, you know, your value. There's no doubt about
sure.
that.
Yeah.
So I thought, maybe I have to try this down the road. So finally, last year, I started right around holiday time. And definitely, huge increase in selling. There was
right.
no doubt about it that I was getting the money that I was looking for, you know, by selling on eBay.
So how do you tell a real buyer's choice carolers? By the way, you are known on eBay as Old Wahine. Is that with a dash between the old and the Wahine?
Yes. Yes, Lee, it is.
So
yes,
it's
it is.
Old dash Wahine, W-A-H-I-N-E.
Uh-huh.
And so how do you tell a real buyer's choice caroler from a fake one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a huge difference because there's a lot of knockoffs out there. And what you want to look for, if you do come across them at a garage sale or thrifting or whatever, the base that they are made on is usually green. Probably 95% of the carolers are made on a green base. On the bottom of the base, there should be the stamp of Buyer's Choice Limited. They have the year dated of the caroler. Sometimes if they're made for a specific location, they will also have the name of the town or the city, you know, where they are located. The look on their face, if you want to Google them just to see what the faces look like, in most cases, again, about 98% of the time, they are always look like they are singing. They're carolers, so they always look like they are singing. But the base is the best giveaway. If it doesn't have a stamp on the bottom, the being a buyer's choice caroler, it is not real.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I've been looking at some now, so I get...
And don't get any idea to get your hammer out either.
Well, no, I won't hammer these because they're not as... These aren't as compelling for destruction as Hummels are. So are the carolers just for Christmas, or do they make them for other holidays as well?
Yeah, no, definitely not for Christmas. They started out that way. Back when the Buyer's Choice originally started, it was strictly for Christmas-type carolers. But then they started to invade the different holidays with Easter carolers. You know, they'd have children and the adults, decorated with Easter designs. 4th of July, Halloween's a huge time to look for carolers because they sell extremely well.
But so what do carolers sing for Halloween?
Yeah, that's a great question. Boo, 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 I guess.
Or they did the mash. They did the monster mash.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that, Griff. That's a great one.
So if you have damaged carolers, is there any recourse for getting them repaired, or should you just...
Oh, yes. Definitely. You can contact Buyer's Choice Limited in Chalfont, Pennsylvania. Chalfont. And I think they allow up to 3 repairs a year for free. So they do not charge you. So that's a really nice feature that they have always had. And so, like, if a base should get damaged or part of the caroler or his face, the hands, et cetera, they're really nice on repairing those at no charge for you.
But well, Peggy, I want to wish you in advance a happy Mother's Day.
Do you
know who she's the mother of, Griff?
A very small, diminutive boy named Jason T. Smith.
Is everybody in your family that short?
No, we're all pretty tall, except one.
Of course, she is the notorious Jason T. Smith's mother.
Yeah. Notorious JT.
And you're doing a show with your son.
Yes, I mean, he got me going on this just about a year ago. So we do a show every week, a YouTube show, and it's called Selling Past Your Expiration Date, Being Thrifty Over 50. And we gear it towards us old-timers. I'm talking an age old-timers.
I love that, Selling Past Your Expiration Date, Griff.
Yes. I tell you, we have really helped a lot of people, and it's even been young people as well as us older folks, but we just don't adapt to everything as quickly, you know, as the younger folks do. And we have really been helping a lot of people out, just by different topics every week on the YouTube show, from how to do international shipping, how to ship water skis, how to ship TV trays. I mean, the odd pieces that, people have a difficult time with. So we have really helped a lot of people out there that are beginners and veterans, too, because, not everybody knows everything. We all learn every day.
Before you came on, Griff and I were talking about the fact that both of us are getting rid of some of our collections. I'm getting rid of my lunchbox collection.
Oh,
I'm going to list it on eBay. And they're not anything, they're just things I bought on the way to Vegas. They're all movie stars or movies or TV shows. That's the theme. So I'm just going to sell them on eBay for cheap.
Yeah.
And
I'm getting rid of my
Griff is going to get rid of his expensive cameras.
Well, also my collection of little 18th century ceramic painted ceramic lice boxes.
Uh-huh.
What?
These are the little boxes.
Wow.
You know, lovers in the 18th century used to spend time picking body lice off each other with little gold tweezers, and you put them in these little boxes.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It was a different time.
Cool.
Are you joking?
Really cool.
Is that a joke?
Not really.
Pulling our legs?
No. The crab's legs, perhaps, but not yours. No, it's true. Look it up.
So are you getting rid of your buyers?
Yeah, I am. I am keeping a few of them that are my favorites. And I think from the 700 or so that I had when I started, I'm probably down to about 200 now. So I have sold quite well since I started. And just a quick tip for those out there, the ones that are bringing the most money, look for the Native American Indians. They are extremely rare and hard to find. Any of the carolers having to do with the Declaration of Independence, also a very, you know, good group to make some money on. If you're out shopping and thrifting, don't pay over $10 for a caroler. The ones to stay away from that don't bring as much money are they're called traditional shoppers. They're just a shopper that might be carrying, you know, Christmas packages or Christmas greens or something like that. They don't bring you the money, but the specialty ones are bringing in some serious money. There's a silver anniversary.
Peggy, there's our music, honey. We have to
go.
Thanks, Peggy.
So much.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Next up, your call when we come back with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Listen while you list.